Emerald and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today FM. Ask me. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Gordon Rochford. I'm the producer of Those Conspiracy Guys podcast. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Great to have you on the show, Gordo.
Thanks very much for having me, boys.
Going to start off with a fairly broad one. Magillian in Donegal says, what's your favourite conspiracy?
Oh, Lord of mercy. My favourite conspiracy of, like, the ones that are real, it's probably, like, I don't know, JFK being shot and the crazy mystery behind that, or Bobby Kennedy being shot. It could have been Woody Harrelson's father. Imagine that. It was actually there at the time. There's a picture of Woody Harrelson's dad being taken away as one of the famous three tramps from under the underpass. So as the years go on, it becomes more and more, like, factual and crazy.
Well, let's say, how do you then know, you know, what is fact and what is conjecture and what is coincidence? I mean, is it simply through reading and research and being meticulous about these things that gives you this kind of clearer picture than most people would have?
Yeah, I think when I started off, I was doing what the academics would call a netnography, which is basically collating all the information from online sources. And as you know yourself, boys, the internet can be a very shady place, very strange. And, like, you know, the conspiracy theorists would say, like, oh, the Google's going around deleting history. It's 1984. Like, it's very, you know, spurious information being put out there, and you can change stuff in the past, and then people go looking up going, you're wrong about that. But then you look up books and you look up, you know, stalwart tomes of conspiracy theory and history. A lot of it is just history. You know, the same names keep popping up again and again, like they tend to be maybe, you know, deputy directors of CIA or, you know, politicians or lawyers who then turned into, I don't know, presidents, people who are deeply involved in, like, the financial system, and the same family names keep popping up again and again. So it's like, when you start looking at real people in real situations, in real history, like stuff that's tangible, and then you put the narrative on it rather than the other way around, which is what a lot of people do. It's like, they start off with the narrative and then they go looking for stuff to prove
to
it.
To back it
online.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like a confirmation bias.
Yeah,
The backwards way is the bad way.
You mentioned Woody Harrelson there. Obviously, people would know him as an actor. What is the connection with his dad? What was he doing as a tramp under a bridge?
Apparently, there's this famous JFK theory called the Three Tramps, where there's this triangulation of fire theory that kind of poo-pooed Harvey Oswald being the lone gunman, that there was no way he could have reached. So there was three lads, one from the front, which is the grassy knoll, one from the side, which is from another building, and one from behind. And it was the one from the front that was the kill shot. And apparently this came from, there was, like, ricochets, there was bullet casings found under this stone archway, and there was these three tramps that were rounded up by the local police, and they were kind of marched off as suspects in the cooperation to kill JFK, when nobody knew about Harvey Oswald, because he wasn't found until, like, way later on in the day after he killed an officer, Tippett. And the picture was taken, and then people analysed the picture years later and went, that's Woody Harrelson's dad. And it turns out that when he was in jail, he was arrested for something else, and he was basically going, like, yeah, I shot the president. I did it. I totally did it. I mean, whatever the news say, they lying. I did that. And Woody Harrelson's like, shut up, I'm an actor. Stop ruining it for me, Dad.
So yeah, but he 100% was there, and he was a tramp at that moment in his life.
Yeah, I don't think he was a tramp. That's the thing. He used to work for the government. Yeah, yeah. They look like tramps that have been dressed up for a TV show.
Gotcha. Well, Tara in Dublin too asks, who killed JFK? I think we've kind of solved that now. It was clearly Woody Harrelson's father. James in Cork wants to know, what is the Illuminati and is there any truth in it?
I think the Illuminati started off as, like, a cool group of deadly cool sound guys, like hipsters, you know, in the 1770s. And they were all like, guys, do you think, like, everybody's, like, not cool and we have better ideas than they do and we should change the world? And they're like, yeah, totally, Tarquin, we should totally do that. Because, like, all these guys are so old. They're, like, just so, like, you know, fuddy-duddy, right? And so they infiltrated all of these Freemason halls and all of these fraternities of grown men who were coming together to, you know, collaborate with one another to make their businesses better. Obviously, you know the way you boys are in it. You know the crack, the handshakes and all that
no,
stuff.
No, yeah, totally.
And you do the special handshake and you do the thumb on the second knuckle and you're like wiggle wiggle and they're like, ah, oh, you're one of the boys. the Illuminati guys all joined these fraternal organizations to try and disrupt this. Like the boys' club they talk about, you know.
So hang on, let me get this straight. So they were kind of upset at, I don't know if it was the 1770s, the rich merchants and the bankers and all that. And
exactly,
then they wanted to get
taking
in
over,
there.
Ruling the thing. So the Illuminati are a group of people who were like intelligent, educated, creative, like, you know, not as devoutly religious, but still spiritual people in a different way. And they were led by a guy called Isaac Weishaupt, who basically got these people together and said, like, come here, the way we can change the world is to infiltrate these organizations and give them a, you know, a holistic sense of humanity rather than the infinite greed that they operate
on. All right, so are they kind of, inverted commas, good guys?
Originally, yes.
Right, okay.
I think the Illuminati now are enticing people over to have a party and then introducing a certain element within the party that may or may not be illegal. And people are just like, ah, feck it, sure, come on, we'll all do this. Mm. So and then taking loads of pictures of them all and then saying, right, here's a picture of you doing that thing. If you ever want to not be hung, drawn and quartered by everybody, you'll do as I say. And then they control it then from the top down.
Right. Phil and Clonmel wants to know, is the term conspiracy theorist offensive? I mean, can sometimes someone with just a differing opinion be labelled a conspiracy theorist when all they're doing is going against the norm?
Do you know what it is? I don't think it's offensive to conspiracy theorists, the term conspiracy theorist. It's offensive to people who are not that thing and who think it's something completely different.
Mm.
The origins of the conspiracy theorist term came from the days, literally the days after JFK was shot, when people were like, I don't think that was, no. And you can hear, you know, Walter Cronkite going, and conspiracy theorists think that the government have been in cahoots with anti-Castro Cubans. And it was just like, really dismissive term.
Gordo, well,
it's not offensive to me, but...
Gordo, before you go, is there any conspiracy that's coming down the tracks that maybe you think people haven't heard about and that we've got to look forward to?
Yeah, I think HAARP, the high altitude weather manipulation program that they have going on, they're able to shoot magnets at the sea and they cause storms and stuff like that. There's a very weird thing happening in Las Palmas now in the Canary Islands, where there's loads of little volcano eruptions and loads of stuff like that. They're even threatening a huge landslip from a volcanic activity that's happening at the end of November that's going to cause a tidal wave that'll hit the shores of Cork, Kerry, and up the west coast, but Cork and Kerry will get the worst of it. It'll also be.
What is the suggestion that this is going to be done on purpose by bad, evil weather people?
Yeah, in order to, further disenfranchise people and get a bit more control. Like, there's 22 stations of. Like, they're real stations. Like, they're in Norway and they're in Alaska and all, where they're doing, like, experiments on the atmosphere and the troposphere and the stratosphere, where they're shooting up, like, magnetic waves and trying to manipulate the weather. That's happening in real life. That's a real thing.
But that could be great, because then we could finally, like, get a bit of sunshine in November in Ireland.
But Finnish Irish people, we'd have nothing to talk about. We'd just be like, oh, you don't like the weather? We'll just change it there, Pat. I just feel sorry for Cork, because I don't think they have any more sandbags left. No, they get enough floods down there.
Gordon Rutherford, I want you on the show all the time. Thank you very much. Behind Conspiracy Guys podcast. Thank you, Gordon, for taking part in Ask Me Anything today.
You've got a live show happening in January, I believe.
Yes, January the 14th in the Liberty Hall. Tickets are available now on the website, or you can check out any of the social medias. And all of those things I talked about today, I have episodes on all of that stuff if you want more information. I'm not mental, I swear. And I don't have any information on Hillary Clinton, so if I go missing or whatever, like, it was totally them.
All right, thanks, Gordo.
Thanks, lads.
Bye. Ask me.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.